Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 today, Monday the 20th of January. There are warnings of gales in southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800, low just west of Bailey 995, expected Bailey 999 by 1800 Monday. Low Fitzroy 1010, losing its identity. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking, south or southwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Occasional rain, moderate or good. North at Cirra, south at Cirra, southerly or southeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Rain at times, moderate or good. Forties, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger, west or southwest 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4 in 40s. Showers, moderate or good. Fisher, German Bight, cyclonic 2 to 4, becoming southwest 3 to 5 later. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, southwest 3 to 5, showers later, moderate or good. Dover, East White, variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. West White, Portland, Plymouth, southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, showers, moderate or good. Biscay, cyclonic, mainly southeast 3 to 5, showers, moderate or good. Trafalgar, cyclonic, mainly southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in south, occasional rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in south and at first in north. Occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Sole, cyclonic mainly east 3 to 5, showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, south or southwest 3 to 5, occasional rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, variable 2 to 4, becoming northeasterly 4 or 5 later in southwest. Showers, good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, west or southwest 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing 7 at times later in northwest. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fair Isle, south or southwest 3 to 5. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, southeast veering southwest, becoming cyclonic later, 3 to 5. Rain or showers, fog patches in north, moderate or good, occasionally poor in south and very poor in north. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic 3 to 5 in southeast, otherwise northeasterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first. Rain or showers, wintry at times in north, fog patches in east, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in east and poor elsewhere. And the weather reports from coastal stations 42300. Tyree Automatic, south 4, mist, 5 miles, 1012, now falling. Stornoway, south by west 4, 7 miles, 1011, falling slowly. Lerwick, south-southwest 3, 8 miles, 1012, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, west 2, recent fog, 6 miles, 1012, falling slowly. Aberdeen, calm, mist, 1.5 miles, 1013, falling slowly. Lucas, west by north 2, mist, 3 miles, 1014, now falling. Boomer, west southwest 3, 6 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Bridlington, west southwest 1, 1018, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south by east 3, 5 miles, 1020. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, south by west 2, 1019, falling slowly. Jersey, southeast by south 3, mist, 3 miles, 1019, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by east 5, 2 miles, 1,018. Silly Automatic, southeast 4, 8 miles, 1,016, steady. Milford Haven, east-southeast 3, missed, 4 miles, 1,017, falling slowly. Aberporth, south-southeast 4, 7 miles, 1,017, falling slowly. Valley, south by west 4, 9 miles, 1,017, steady. Liverpool Crosby, southeast 1, 7 miles, 1,017, falling slowly. Valencia, west by north 1, 24 miles, 1,014, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, south by east 3, 9 miles, 1,017, now rising. Malin Head, south-southwest 4, missed, 4 miles, 1,013, now falling. Macrihanish Automatic, southeast by south 3, recent drizzle, 4 miles, 1,014, falling slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Sunday. The general situation, a ridge of high pressure to the southeast of the United Kingdom, will gradually be replaced by low pressure in the north, with some rain or showers here and across some other western areas, but remaining predominantly settled in the southeast. Winds will be mainly light or moderate across all areas. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, southerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in northwest and 2 in south. Showers, mainly in north, good, occasionally poor at first in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in north. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, west or southwest 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, westerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in south. Showers later, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 4 or 5 later. Showers later in north, moderate or good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill, variable becoming mainly southerly 2 to 4. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, variable mainly south or southwest 2 to 4. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, southerly or southeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first in west. Showers, moderate or good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, south or southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in Bristol Channel. Occasional rain or showers, moderate or good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, variable 2 to 4 until later near Great Orme Head, otherwise southeast veering south or southwest 3 to 5. Occasional rain or showers, moderate or good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, south or southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Rain or drizzle at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, south 4 or 5, veering west 3 or less, backing southwest later. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, southerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first in southeast, becoming variable mainly southwesterly 2 to 4. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southerly veering southwesterly, then westerly later in northwest, 3 to 5. Occasional rain, showers later, good, occasionally poor at first. at Namuchan Point to Cape Wrath, southwesterly, veering westerly later in south, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in north, decreasing 3 at times later. Rain then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Shetland Isles, south or southwest, 3 to 5, rain at first, showers later, moderate or good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Well, it's coming up to 1 o'clock, time now for Radio 4 to take a break for a few hours and hand over to the BBC World Service. Radio 4 will be back at 5:20 and at 6 in the morning. Nick Robinson will be in Jerusalem and Justin Webb in Washington, D.C. to present the Today programme, bringing you the latest on the ceasefire in the Middle East and the inauguration of Donald Trump. And we've got a specially extended edition of PM tomorrow to cover the ceremony in Washington. That starts at 4:30. So, until tomorrow, this is Richard Evans at Broadcasting House in London, wishing you, wherever you're listening to us, a very peaceful night. Good night.
This is Andrew Peach with the headlines at 1 o'clock GMT. In the last hour, Israel says 90 Palestinians have been released from prison under the Gaza ceasefire deal with Hamas. Meanwhile, the first three Israeli hostages released have been reunited with their families. The latest live from our Gaza correspondent on the way and our international editor Jeremy Bowen on whether a temporary ceasefire could end the war. Also in the newsroom, Donald Trump becomes president at noon, having spent an evening with supporters in Washington.
I will end the war in Ukraine, I will stop the chaos in the Middle East, and I will prevent World War III from happening, and you have no idea how close we are.
One thing the president-elect has already achieved, the restoration of TikTok in the United States. And we'll hear from one of the big music stars of 2025.
A queen makes you blush. Expect the same energy at my show.
From Chapel Roan to YMCA, this is the newsroom from the BBC.
Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. 90 Palestinians have been released from Israel's Ofer prison in the occupied West Bank under the Gaza ceasefire deal with Hamas. Two buses with tinted windows left the facility surrounded by jubilant crowds. John Donison reports from Jerusalem.
The families of Palestinian prisoners waited anxiously in the cold for hours to see their loved ones amid an atmosphere of excitement and nervous anticipation. 90 Palestinian prisoners have been released, the vast majority women, as well as a number of children. Over the next 6 weeks, there will be more anxious days like this. Around 1,900 prisoners are due to be released in the first phase of the deal, in exchange for 30 more Israeli hostages, on top of the three released already.
Meanwhile, the first three Israeli hostages freed by Hamas on the first day of the ceasefire have reunited with their families in hospital. The women were seen tearfully embracing their relatives. Medical staff in Tel Aviv say all three are in a stable condition, but stress their recovery from over a year in captivity would be complex. Donald Trump has addressed a victory rally in Washington on the eve of his second inauguration as US president. He told his supporters the United States was about to begin a new era of prosperity. From Washington, here's Merlin Thomas.
We won. Those were the first words of a triumphant Donald Trump as he addressed a sports arena packed with his supporters. He said his swearing-in ceremony on Monday would end what he called 4 long years of American decline and bring a brand new day of American strength, prosperity, and pride. He told the crowd he planned to sign a host of executive orders on his first day in office. Immigration was a major theme. He promised a crackdown on undocumented migrants. After the president-elect's speech, he was joined on stage by the village